I want you to start this week with a question. Even today, with a question. No matter if it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I want you to start this with a question. And this is, where are you placing your focus? Because you tend to get what you focus on. So where are you placing your focus? And today, we're going to be exploring that topic about where you are placing your focus and how it is affecting the results that you are getting. So before we do dive into today's episode, welcome. As you know, it is the Impact Coaching Podcast with me, James Hackney. We have now over 55,000 downloads, coming up to 56,000 downloads in over 140 countries. So welcome to my new listeners. And welcome to my regular listeners as well. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the podcast. So let's dive into today's topic and talk about focus. Now, as Tony Robbins says, where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. So I want to ask you, where are you placing your focus today, this week? In the next hour, because where you place your focus will determine the results that you are getting in your life. Now, if you find currently at the moment in time that you are facing a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, and you're really, really caught up in thinking about what's gone wrong in the past, thinking about the mistakes that you have may have made, thinking about what has gone wrong, thinking about the problems that you have faced, then what's going to happen is you're going to place your focus on the past. You're going to be placing your focus on something that you cannot control, beating yourself up, causing yourself to get frustrated, causing yourself to get pissed off. Now, if you're placing your focus there, what results are you going to be getting? Well, more than likely, you're going to be getting problems. You're going to be getting more and more pissed off. You're going to be getting more and more challenges. You're going to be feeling stuck in a rut. Now, what happens if you were to place your focus and shift that mindset to how you can overcome them? To instead of focusing upon the problem, focusing upon how you can find a way out, how you can take control to escape and to plan and to take action upon how you can move away from, how you can change your current situation. And as I said, it's about placing your focus. And you may find that, you know, over the past week, over the past 2 weeks, over the past month, year, that you've been placing your focus in an area that has not been serving you. It's been keeping you stuck. It's been keeping you wrapped up in unhappiness, keeping you wrapped in your comfort zone, not seeing the change that you want. You know, think about your goals. Think about the goals that you want to achieve in your life. Are you placing your focus and focusing on what is not going right in your life right now, talking about that, giving it energy, giving it life? Or are you focusing upon the small successes that you are having on a day-to-day basis? Because wherever you plant, wherever you put your focus, your energy will flow and it will grow and it will grow. Think about a seed. You know, think about a seed. If you were to kind of put the seed into a field, plant numerous seeds in different pots around your garden, and you were to only focus your attention on one seed, you were to give it water, you were to give it energy, you were to give it sunlight, you were really to look after that particular pot, that particular seed, more than likely, that is going to flourish, that is going to grow, that is going to have the nutrients, have the focus, have the energy to grow into a beautiful, beautiful plant, beautiful tree, become stronger and stronger and stronger, where the other seeds, they're just going to, well, hope to get by. They're not going to have as much sunlight. They're not going to have the water. They're not going to have the food. They're going to not have the love and attention. So they're not going to grow as strong. So that's the exact same for where you are placing your focus. If you are placing your focus, your energy, your time on things that are not serving you, as I've said, in the past, in problems and challenges, on what is not going right for you in your life, negative people, negative emotions, negative situations, then guess what? You're going to be growing and growing and growing. That seed is going to go stronger and stronger and stronger. Those habits that you want to give up, that you want to change, that you want to be more positive, you still find yourself doing them. It's because you're placing your focus on them. You're thinking about them. You're probably talking about them. You're hanging around with people who are influencing upon those habits. You are placing your focus. So guess what? That habit is getting stronger and stronger and stronger each and every time that you get involved with that habit. What would happen if you stop showing energy, stop showing focus towards that habit, towards that negative mindset, towards the problems that you are facing now, towards watching Netflix over reading a book? What if you stopped and you started to place your focus and your energy on learning, on growing, on becoming a better person, on reading the correct books, on things that are going to serve you, placing your energy on not the problem, how you're going to overcome that problem, how you're going to move forward, not stay stuck in the past, spending your time around positive people, spending your time around books that are going to educate you, videos on YouTube that are going to help you learn. What is going to happen? Where focus goes, energy flows. So if energy is going to flow and flow and flow into the area that you want to grow, it's going to grow and grow and grow. So if you find that for the past month, few weeks, month, years, that you've been placing your focus on things that have not been serving you towards your goals, things that have been holding you back. This could be if you are looking at getting healthier, getting fitter, you've been placing your focus on watching unhealthy programs on TV that are just throwing you pizza, that are throwing you burgers, throwing you chips. If you're placing your focus around spending time with people who eat unhealthily, who eat out at restaurants where they just serve sugar, where they just serve unhealthy foods, then guess what? Where focus goes, energy flows. So your focus is going to be placed upon people who are not serving you, environments that are not serving you towards your goals and towards your dreams. Now, what would happen this week, this today, what would happen if you placed your focus towards positive influences, that's the right word. What would happen if you placed your focus towards positive influences, towards things that will positively serve you towards your goals, towards your dreams? Become consciously aware of how your habits, how your actions, how your decisions serve you towards your goals, where you're placing your focus. And what you can do is when you find yourself doing tasks that deep down you know are not serving you, ask yourself, how is placing my focus on this particular area, on this particular thing, serving me towards my goals? And you may find that it is, you may find that it isn't. It's then bringing your awareness around to going, okay, well, do you know what? It's not serving me. So what will placing my focus here cost me? And where should I place my focus? It's shifting that mindset. You're shifting your focus, shifting your energy to things that are going to serve you. And you're going to have to stop doing some things, and you're going to have to start doing some things as well that are going to serve you towards your dreams and towards your goals. So the message of today's podcast is to place your focus on things, on actions, on habits, on decisions that are going to make you have the change. They're going to help you have the change that you want in your life. They're going to serve you towards your goals. So whenever you find yourself doing something that deep down doesn't feel right, or even if you want to check in if what you are doing is serving you towards your goals, towards your dreams, and towards the outcomes that you want, ask yourself, how is what I am doing, how is the action, how is this serving me towards my goals, towards my dreams? How is placing my focus and my time and my energy on this thing serving me towards the outcome that I want? So that's the message of today's podcast. So thank you very much for listening to today's show. And remember that your habits and your routines will work towards your dreams.